You know, I did have a go at Anthony Taylor after the game, and I shouldn't have done that. But what's really, really disappointing is the is the fact that we've been affected by three big decisions, three major decisions. Now, I've been a great advocate, you know, with all the TV cameras around and all the stuff that we've got now. You know, they've got goal line technology, which has proven to be a great success. To, you know, have the opportunity of stopping the game, you know, I think a manager should have two calls, one in the first half, one in the second half. Then, you know, all the stuff that had happened would have changed. And I think that the majority of people, well, 99.9% of people who've seen those incidents will say that they were, you know, nailed on penalties. We'd have run out of decisions with me, mind, for the third, for their second goal, because he was offside as well. But, you know, that is one situation that I think we should look at. The other thing that's really disappointing is that, you know, we, as an association, the LMA, are asked to give feedbacks on referees in respect to their performances and everything else. And we do that. I've always done it. I've always got Kempe to speak to the delegate. I've always added my piece if I needed to. And I've always rung Mike Riley up after games if I've been disappointed with the referees. What's annoying is that, you know, I get fined, and rightly so, for my actions. The football club loses out on points, definitely, on Saturday. That it was, you know, a game that was affected. And then I pick the paper up and I see that Anthony Taylor's got one of the main matches, Sky matches, this Saturday. Now, they want us to get closer. They talk about us getting closer to them and being, you know, part of, you know, the process of analysis. And then, you know, no disrespect, I think Anthony had, in my opinion, not the best game. And I think the majority of people would say that. Yet we get no feedback from Anthony. We get no feedback from Mike Riley. And the only thing we look at is that he's got one of the top games on Saturday. So what our feedback looks as though it's just been washed away.
Mm-hmm. I mean, should they? I mean, us in the media would like to talk to referees on occasion. Do you think they should be more accountable? Because they are part of a game, and like you said, they can affect games.
Well, again, personally, I think they should. But having said that, you know, they are what they are, and you have to do what you have to do. But it doesn't help, and I think a lot of managers get very frustrated and very uptight that you know, they can make decisions that affect games, and they have no. It looks as though they have. You know, unaccountable to their actions, which is disappointing for us in lots of respects. But, you know, that's the system and that's the way it goes.